Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
This is the way I sort my clothes, sort my clothes, sort my clothes. This is the way I sort my clothes for early wash day morning. In the first pile go these grimy work shirts. And in the second pile go the streaky towels. And in the third pile go my rayon slips and fussy colored washables. Yes, that's the way I sort my clothes so early wash day morning. But now what worries me is how to wash all three. If I use that strong old soap for those heavy work shirts and for the white pieces, it'll be too hard on those rayon slips.
Oh, but lady, listen, lend an ear. Your soap for everything is here.
What? A soap for everything?
Yes, it's New Does, Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap. And it does all three kinds of wash, from grimy work clothes, dirty towels, to your pretty rayon slips.
You mean that New Does, that's safe for those colored rayons, will really get heavy work shirts clean?
Sure, wonderfully clean.
And get my streaky towels white? I mean really white.
You bet. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than you'll get with New Does. In fact, Does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But will I have to scrub hard?
Oh, indeed you won't. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you does.
Well, I declare, imagine getting white washes so easily and with a soap that's really safe for my rayon under things besides.
Didn't I tell you? Does everything. Just try it, and you'll see Does is a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Look for those big red and white boxes with the name D-U-Z Does. And remember,
Does is one soap for all your clothes, all your clothes, all your clothes. Does is one soap for all your clothes, so early wash day morning.
And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the last time Jake kept a secret from Molly was too long ago to remember. For Molly, who understands the way most people never bother to, as a way of learning her husband's most casual thoughts. And right now, while Jake's trying to keep a really big secret, the fact that Dr. Cater Jr. is going to marry Oriane with a surprise finish, why, Molly knows that something's cooking. So Molly, with a great surgeon's technique, is laying bare Jake's motives, forcing him to the point of confession.
I'm boiling you, saying, dear sister. Coffee will be ready in a jiffy. Family, you don't feel well.
Huh? No, I'm all right.
Tired, evidently. Very tired. You and Papa, exhausted. To have to go to the mill at night, to have to work at night.
I want milk in my coffee, please.
Yes. Rosalie, darling, come help me.
Molly.
Yes, dear. Dearest.
What did you say to Orion when she told you she was leaving?
I didn't say a syllable, not.
How is that, how?
Because I'll be in directly, Jay, dear. I think you're boiling. Rosalie, come, dear. Help me spill out Papa.
All right.
Come, dear. I'll be in a jiffy, dear.
That's a fine how do you do.
Do you want me to get Dr. Cater on the phone, Pa?
How can I talk with your mother present at the scene?
Pa, you have your coffee and go upstairs. And I'll come down and call Dr. Cater.
What will you tell him?
I'll tell him he'll have to change his plans because Oriana is leaving.
That's the only thing to do.
Pa, you don't think we should tell Mama?
No. For once in her life, your mother is going to be out of it. Besides, this is not my secret. It's Dr. Cater's secret.
Well, then we'd better tell him. What's the difference whether they get married next week or whether they get married tomorrow?
One lump for Papa and one for family. Here, dear. Push over to the table.
Huh? Oh.
Push over to the table. I sliced it too, Jay, dear. Here, dear, with the raisins. Here, family, plain cake.
No, just the coffee, Martha.
Family, dear, in the morning, care, you'll call me the depot, and I'll find out the mixture of the train so Orion can know what train to take.
She's going already tomorrow?
I told her, Drake. Are you spilling me, Rosalie?
Yes, Ma.
Oh, thank you.
What did you tell her, Ma?
No sugar for me, thank you.
What did you tell her, Ma?
I told her if she decided to go away from here due to the treatment she received from Dr. Cater, then the sooner the most sensible. The coffee is strong, no?
What did she say?
Jake, dear. Jake, darling. You want to know the truth?
Yes.
I made the conversation very abbreviated.
Why?
Because it's time already, dear. It's time already. It's time, like you always say, that our home and heart should be our home for just us. I'm tired also already, Jake, dear. I'm very tired. Drink, Sammy, dear.
Oh.
Especially now, Jake. You have so much on your mind. You have night work. The phone rings. You never know what or when you have to go and work at the mill. Here the minister goes wrong and the other machinery. I mean, after all, and you should have quiet, Jake, dear. You should have quiet. You should relax. Now, don't I know? So I made up my mind, Jake, dear. I made up my mind. I decided. I promised myself. No more mixing and no more mingling. Orion wants to go away. Let her go. She wants to go immediately. Let her go. After all, who would want first consideration? You know. My family. A person's family is all they have in the world. And my world revolves around you, darling. Absolutely. I made up my mind. EJ, dear.
So when is she going?
I'm sure immediately. More coffee, Jake?
Thank you. No thanks.
You look tired, Pa.
I am.
You don't mind if we go up, Ma?
No. Why should I mind?
You are not coming up, Molly.
No, I'll first swallow my cup, dear.
Good night.
Good night. Ma, shut up. Come on. It's a wedding. You may not want it to know. Mommy, darling, it's a wedding.
Rosalie, not one syllable now. Not one word.
Did you see Papa's face when you said Orion was leaving?
Oh, Rosalie, did you hurt me? Not one syllable now.
But, Ma, did you see what I saw?
I saw. What did I tell you, Ma? Rosalie, please, not now with the conversation.
Mommy, darling.
The important point is, Rosalie, darling, whatever is transpiring in the Confederacy...
Conspiracy, Ma.
Conspiracy, no, let me like you said it, no. Whatever is conspiring, Orion mustn't leave
her. Well, Papa has to tell you, Ma. He'll have to ask you to help me keep Orion here.
Oh, that he wouldn't want to do, Rosalie, dear. That he wouldn't want to do. If they made up their mind to include me out,
Mommy, darling. Family?
Mm-hmm. Aren't you going to bed, Ma?
Oh, I will.
Since when do you stay up so late, Rosie?
I'm just waiting for Mama. I'll just rinse off the dishes.
Why don't you leave the dishes, Ma?
No, I'll just rinse them and let them dribble off.
Ma?
Yeah?
If Orion leaves, where's she going to go? The country is certainly better for David.
For a child. That could be better.
But why?
Why don't you stay out of it, Rosie, when I'm talking to Mama?
Rosalie, family's talking.
Well, I'm only saying, Ma, that Orion is acting in a very impulsive way.
Very impulsive.
Well, here she has the house, the little chicken business that was started. She has a good way of earning a living. She can be independent.
Absolute independent.
Just friends and neighbors. Oh, just picking up and leaving is childish.
It's very childish indeed.
And when she gets to the city, what's going to happen? She's going to keep David in a hall bedroom while she tramps through the cold city looking for work? And even if she finds work, what then?
Oh, what then?
She'll have to leave David alone most of the day. Without friends, without someone to watch him. He'll play in the streets. That's very nice. Imagine a mother taking her child out of the country for a silly personal reason and bringing him to the city. You know, the first years of a child's life are very important.
Very important, Sammy.
David can grow up here with the sunshine, the trees. He can grow strong and healthy. The childhood will be safe and secure. After all, a mother's first duty is towards her children.
Well, you always said it.
Orianne is acting as if David didn't count, as if he were a piece of baggage to be carried about wherever the mood brought her.
Yeah.
It isn't right. A child has rights too, Ma.
Child has rights, Emily. Certainly I should say child has rights. Jake?
Jake.
You're looking for something, dear?
Sammy, did you...
I will,
Papa. What is it?
Well, Papa wants me to...
More work, huh? Oh, more work. They always used to say a man's work is from sun up till sundown and a woman's work is never finished. And in mine household is just the opposite. With mine two men, the work is never done. Always something, always something, always something. With mine two men. Take the cups, Rosalie, dear.
Must you do the dishes now?
I don't must, darling, but I will. I'll just let them dribble. Come, Rosalie, in the kitchen.
All
pick
right,
up
my
cups, dear. You'll excuse us, gentlemen.
Yeah,
please,
yeah, sure.
We'll just dribble all the dishes. Rosalie. Mother, quiet. Leave them alone. I'm sure they want to use the telephone.
Ma?
Yes?
Do you mind if we close the door?
Why?
Well, Papa feels a draft.
Oh, surely. Close the door, dear. Close it.
Thank you.
Mom and darling.
But as Jake has been outmaneuvered, Dr. Cater hasn't been. And his plan to teach Oriane a lesson in love and in courtship and marriage is going to get a flying start. Now, I ask you, can you see yourself washing dishes with half a dishpan? Well, you know that's about as useless as to struggle with a soap that only does a halfway job for dishes. I mean bar soaps, because they cheat you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. So toss out such halfway soaps and change to New Does. You know, Does is that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Why, just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Why, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, Does speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough roasting pan grease. Why, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Try it tonight. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Jake sends out an SOS, which Molly intercepts. And the game plays out strongly with the best woman trying to win. This is James Fleming saying good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.